live at CSUN 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Ken here at HI Software, HISoftware.com. Ken, what are you showing here at CSUN this year?
We're showing off our automated solutions for web content. Basically, it makes sure that your websites are accessible by scanning thousands of pages in a minute, in minutes. And so it augments manual testing because it does it so rapidly. And what we're really excited about is SharePoint and our SharePoint solutions, because in SharePoint, it makes it, when it rolls out in organizations, literally everybody becomes a web developer. Everybody is creating content. And so, you know, on our estimates, we're looking at now, or even small organizations are producing tens of millions of pages of new content. And the only way that, that organizations can effectively get ahead of that is to be proactive about it and to use more automated solutions.
Now, you mentioned social networking. Talk about what you can do in that space, because that's very important for companies who know how to harness the ability to use Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and other social media. What do you do in that space?
For content where people are putting in content like social media and Web 2.0, our scanning technology allows us to look at any new content and then rapidly test it for accessibility. But the SharePoint solution actually catches it before it goes into production. So that's what we're most excited about, because of the way in which SharePoint's being deployed in organizations. It kind of props up and has a life of its own the way in which it's being marketed. It's kind of Microsoft is marketing it almost in a way that. Like 3M marketed Post-it pads. You know, they distribute it free initially, and then it gets people hooked. And so we're seeing that organizations around the world, large and small, are just rapidly adopting it. And as a consequence, they're finding that content management in accessibility and privacy and security, but mostly in accessibility, are suddenly facing this huge problem of not knowing how to handle it.
Right, it's an age-old issue. Yeah, we'd like to make it accessible so blind and visually impaired folks can use it, but we don't know what you need. And that's when an end user says, make it accessible. What does that mean? So you can give them some specific outputs, something that says, hey, here's areas to work on, whether it be alt tags or the type of back-end technology that they're using and things of that sort?
Yeah, absolutely. Our technology allows us to just rapidly tell in an objective report what's missing and what needs to be fixed. It doesn't go quite as far as a full assessment of that same content using JAWS, of course, but it still gets you about 80 to 90% of the way there.
Right, so what if they're, you know, you're doing something new here, the whatever UIA and WIA and ARIA and all these new technologies that screen readers may have not caught up to yet, because they are kind of cutting edge, I guess, things in the Web 2.0 space.
Yeah, well, our solution works most easily with things like Section 508 and the WCAG 2.0 and WCAG 1.0 requirements, the things that have been around for a while.
You
can also check for things like ARIA. One of the things that distinguishes our product from other companies that are in the same space is the fact that it's really, really easy for someone to create a rule to check for a particular type of content. So if, for instance, a person who's really interested in a particular type of issue that they're looking for in the content, they can just create the rule themselves to check for it.
So I'm guessing your market then is what, government, corporate, and educational front? Or who are your clients?
Above.
All of the above, okay.
All of the above, yes.
It's not a consumer end product. It's not something that I would use just to say, hey, I'm building a website and I want to make sure it's probably price prohibitive, I'm guessing, right?
It's definitely more geared towards enterprise customers. We do have a free service called Cynthia Says that we've offered for quite some time now that's very popular, that allows a little bit of the same functionality based on a single URL at a time. So that's useful if you want to give a quick report about a particular page to, say, a web developer. And you want to tell them, hey, here are the things that are the problems that have to be fixed. So you could that's out there, and we provide that free of charge. But enterprise customers are more interested in solutions that can scan thousands of pages in an hour. And for those customers, that's where our commercial solutions come in.
So what are we talking about in terms of price here? Some of that dependent upon number of licensed seats, as it will.
Yep, exactly.
Or pages being scanned, or
that too. Yes, there are a number of factors that go into that, and it also depends on the vertical. There's different pricing structures for corporate than there are for EDU versus state and local governments.
Okay, so why don't you give the website, maybe phone number, folks can contact you if they feel in need of your services at HiSoft.
Sure. The URL is www.hisoftware.com. It's hisoftware.com. And our telephone number
Everything's so web-centric these days. Okay. People know their email.
Exactly. Our telephone number is 888-272-2484.
Okay, they ask for you, Ken, are you in the sales
venue? I'm not in sales.
You're not sales, okay.
No. They should probably ask for Dan Revelise, who's in charge of our corporate sales, but if it's a customer not in that space, he could certainly direct a customer to the appropriate salesperson. Or just hit zero, actually. Our receptionist is also able to route the calls appropriately.
So you have different reps for corporate versus government versus
EDU?
Okay.
Exactly.
All right,
yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot, Ken. HiSoftware.com, giving you some tools for advanced accessibility evaluation live at CSUN 2010. This is Michael Law for the CeroTalk.com blog and podcast and SAMNet Radio.